AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's clear that more needs to be done.
Baltimore's mayor is asking the Justice Department to investigate the police department there following the death of a black man in custody.
In order to achieve the kind of sustainable and significant reform that we want to see, that I want to see, that the citizens want to see in Baltimore, I am requesting the Department of Justice conduct a federal pattern or practice investigation into the Baltimore City Police Department.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake saying she wants the feds to see if the police discriminate or use excessive force. We're learning that federal authorities had opened an investigation into one of the Garland, Texas shooters by the time he shot and wounded a security guard at that Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in suburban Dallas. Elton Simpson and the other gunman, Nadir Sufi, were shot dead by police. Experts say they can't think of a reason someone would do this. The co-pilot of a passenger jet taking a plane down and then up, five times in 4.5 minutes. 2 hours later, Andreas Lubitz deliberately slammed a plane load of passengers into a mountain in France. All 150 people on board were killed. Our Angela Charlton says the report French investigators released this morning adds a terrifying dimension to what we already knew.
This was something he appeared to have prepared for, including just a couple of hours before the final flight.
California is putting mandatory water restrictions in place because of the drought there. Each city in the state has to cut water use by as much as 36%. Some are calling it unrealistic and unfair. There's a chance of severe weather this afternoon in parts of the Great Plains states, possible large hail and tornadoes stretching through Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas. The Dow is down 36 points. This is AP Radio News. Looks like tech companies in the U.S. are going to have tougher competition from Europe. Our Charles de Ledesma is in London.
The EU has unveiled a long-term strategy to help its technology companies compete with the likes of Google and Amazon. Officials want to unify the continent's digital sector and take a hard line on abuses by dominant firms. Also, the strategy aims to make e-commerce easier across borders by harmonising rules on contracts and consumer protection when people buy products online. Officials say the EU is still far too fragmented into 28 national markets and needs more common rules to be competitive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., companies hired workers, but more slowly than at any time in a year and a half last month. The strong dollar dragged down overseas sales. David Letterman retires from The Late Show later this month as band leader Paul Schaefer says some of the staff are in denial, pretending there isn't going to be a final show. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.